Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Chilly out there for us this morning, but we do have warmer temperatures on the way this afternoon, and especially in time for our Christmas holiday. We'll break down how high they go coming up.
And RDU is expecting to see a record-breaking number of travelers this year as we wrap up the holiday season. Coming up, what you need to know if you're headed out to the airport.
And six Americans back home after being wrongfully detained in Venezuela. Their emotional return this morning. No doubt feeling good to be back on U.S. soil for them. A lot to tell you about. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning, right? And yeah. Our 8 o'clock hour, I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. And all the days are mixing into one because we're so close to Christmas. Everybody's preparing.
The countdown.
It is. And airport also busy. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with a live look at RDU. A lot of people traveling today, Anthony.
Lots of people traveling. Thankfully, guys, weather-wise, we're looking good today as far as getting out of town, people coming in even for a family here for the Christmas holiday. It's when we get into probably Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, where we may start to really start to see more cancellations or delays in some parts of the country. Not necessarily us. We'll talk about that here in a bit. There is that live look, though. RDU, you can see as we head out, 28 degrees, the current temperature. Everything is on time right now. We have sunshine. Winds are nice and calm, so all those pilots are probably loving this forecast to get out and going this morning. We're at 56 this afternoon, 58 on Saturday. By the time we get into the weekend, that's where we start to see temperatures climb up a little bit. I think it will be feeling pretty good. Christmas Eve there again on Sunday, 64, and then we're at 65 on Christmas Day. Our next system, though, let's time out Futurecast here. You see, we're relatively quiet the next couple of days. A bit of a clipper system there toward Ohio by the time we get into Saturday morning. Our main focus, though, is this one right here. There's 6 o'clock Monday evening, Christmas evening. That will cross late Monday night into Tuesday, and we'll watch that here bring some rainfall that could be potentially pretty heavy at times before getting out of here, Brian, into the Wednesday time frame.
Anthony, here at 8:02, you can tell that Christmas vacation has started for many people because traffic volume is very light around the Triangle this morning. Not seeing any crashes showing up in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. Just a little bit of a slowdown showing up right now on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass, not adding much to your overall commute. Also, as you head out of Raleigh toward the airport, not seeing any big delays on 40 westbound. Some of the sun glare delays we've been tracking on 40 eastbound between Aviation Parkway and Harrison Avenue have started to ease up a little bit. Maybe seeing a little bit of a sun glare delay in the south part of Durham. Only a 1 minute delay, though, on 40 eastbound there between 55 and 885. Pretty typical for this point in the morning commute when that sun is at that particular angle there on those east facing lanes of I-40. We see a little bit of brake tapping. Elsewhere, your major approaches into Durham looking all right. Maybe a little bit of a slowdown there on 885 right there at the I-40 merge as that traffic merges onto 40 eastbound. But overall, that ride between I-40 and downtown on 885 and 147 is looking fine.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Well, if you're heading to the airport to travel for the holidays, prepare to see a lot of people waiting in the security line with you. The TSA expects today and tomorrow will be the busiest days at airports across the country ahead of Christmas. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live at RDU this morning. Kelsey, it was very busy earlier this morning. What is it looking like there now?
Hey, Michelle, good morning. So the TSA line has subsided for now, but check out this video from earlier this morning when the TSA line was packed. There were people all the way wrapped around the corner as millions of people are flying ahead of Christmas. TSA is reminding people about packing gifts. They recommend packing gifts in a gift bag or box. Don't wrap them. That way, if there's an issue in the security line, the folks at TSA can easily pull it out.
Go to our website at rdu.com. Look at parking capacity. We have a chart right there on the right-hand side that shows you what's available. And that's a really easy way to make sure that when you get here, you go somewhere where you know you can find a spot.
And hey, maybe you're staying here home for the holidays and your family is coming to you. Well, RDU recommends that you park in the cell lot as you're waiting for your loved ones to arrive. It's an easy place to park, it's free, and it helps you avoid all the hassle with the traffic. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
And if you're driving to your holiday destination, you can expect some relief at the gas pump. WRAL's Brett Neese has the good news for drivers who are hitting the roads for their holiday destination.
Hard not to love lower gas prices, right? Especially when we compare it to what we were paying earlier this year. $3.09 here at this gas station in Cary, But shop around before you leave town this weekend. There are some stations out there that have gas for as low as $2.59 a gallon. That's at least 80 cents lower than what we were seeing earlier this fall. That's huge relief and big savings for the budget, especially for the 103-plus million drivers AAA expects to hit the road this holiday season. With a week left in 2023, experts expect prices to stick around this price point. Some say they could go back up slightly, but the average across North Carolina should stick around or just above $3 a gallon. If you are taking a longer road trip this weekend, listen to some of this advice.
Be very mindful of crossing those state boundaries. That's where gas prices can fluctuate by 20 to 50 cents a gallon.
While drivers like these are seeing gas prices lower than just a few months ago, when we compare things to last year at the holiday season, gas prices are about the same. In Carrie Brettney's WRL News.
And new numbers released by AAA this morning show the average price of gas in North Carolina is $2.96 a gallon. That's 16 cents less than the national average, which is $3.12. At least 27 states have prices below $3 a gallon right now. You can find the lowest gas prices near you on WRL.com. Search Fuel Tracker.
And we're following breaking news this morning. Deputies in Wake County working to make an arrest after a person in a car shot at another driver in what authorities believe is a case of road rage. It happened on Lewisburg Road near Pulley Town Road, just outside of Rollsville, around 9:30 last night. A driver told deputies someone shot at him from another car. Luckily, nobody was hurt. The sheriff's office is asking anyone with information to step forward.
A Holly Springs town council member is facing a DWI charge after a crash just hours after this week's council meeting. Christopher DeShazer was arrested after crashing into the woods off North Main Street. This was around 12:15 Wednesday morning. He told the arresting officer that he had three drinks and very little to eat. This happened shortly after Tuesday night's town council meeting. DeShazer was elected to council this fall and was just sworn in earlier this month. He's due in court on January 5th.
A person is in custody this morning for shooting a man in the face in Raleigh. 31-year-old Marco Ramirez Gonzalez is in custody. It's unclear what charges he'll face. The shooting happened Tuesday at an abandoned house on Old Wake Forest Road. The victim was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Ramirez Gonzalez is being held without bond at the Wake County Detention Center.
Traffic on I-95 South near Fayetteville is flowing as usual this morning after an overnight crash that had that section of the highway shut down. The interstate was closed near Chickenfoot Road after this tractor trailer overturned. Crews were able to clear the scene and get the road back open late last night. We're working to learn whether anyone was hurt in that crash.
This morning, six Americans who the U.S. government says were wrongfully detained in Venezuela are back home this morning. A small group of people greeted them as they got off the plane last night in San Antonio. Their release was part of a prisoner swap deal between the U.S. and Venezuela. Savoy Wright, a Californian who had been arrested in Venezuela in October, quoted Martin Luther King Jr. after disembarking the plane.
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, free at last. Very emotional, exciting, grateful.
The U.S. released an ally of the president of Venezuela in exchange for the release of 10 Americans. Alex Saab is a fugitive defense contractor known as Fat Leonard. He's at the center of a massive Pentagon bribery scandal.
Colorado Supreme Court justices are receiving threats after disqualifying former President Donald Trump from the state's ballot. The decision prompted a flood of threats against the justices who ruled in the case. Advanced Democracy, a nonprofit organization that conducts public interest research, identified significant violent rhetoric against the justices and Democrats. They found some social media users posted justices' email addresses, phone numbers, and office building addresses.
We're learning more about three hostages who were mistakenly killed by Israeli troops in Gaza. The Israeli military says the men had escaped 5 days earlier after their Hamas captors were killed in a firefight. The hostages were later shot and killed by Israeli troops while they were waving a white flag. Their deaths are increasing the pressure in Israel to pause the fighting and strike a deal to get the rest of the hostages out. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says fears of a wider war could be reduced if Israel transitions to a lower level of combat. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to continue the war until Hamas is eliminated.
After beating cancer three times, a Mississippi man is giving a very special Christmas to kids stuck in the hospital. His mission to spread holiday cheer to those in need.
And gift cards are a popular Christmas gift, but scammers could steal the money before you even get a chance to spend it. The new warning from safety experts this morning.
And it's still a chilly morning with temperatures mainly in the 20s and getting close to 30 in some spots. But check out where we're headed the next couple of days. Our highs in the 50s, and then we jump into the 60s for Christmas Eve and Christmas. We're going to go over, though, the trade-off that it's going to come with in the form of some rain right after this break.
Welcome back on your Thursday, Thursday before Christmas. You're taking a look over Chapel Hill this morning. Beautiful blue skies, but it is cold out there. You do need to bundle up for now. Things will warm up later on. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione standing by. It looks like we'll be right around where we should be later on today.
Yeah, we should be. And even compared to yesterday, Michelle, we're going to be probably 5 to 10 degrees warmer. So it'll feel a little bit better. And you walk outside, it's Christmas time, right? We head into the weekend. You want a little bit of chill in the atmosphere. And we're kind of getting some in the mornings, and it'll feel a little bit better in the afternoon. So if you don't love that, we have kind of everything in the forecast the next couple of days. 54 is our normal high for this time of year. We're still around that the next day or so. We go above that, though. Look at Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, 64 and 65. And when we look kind of at the modeling, the data, if you will, behind those numbers, it wouldn't surprise me if, as we go later on today, we may tweak those numbers to go up even a little bit higher into, let's say, a 65, 66 kind of respective time frame, if you will. Our warmest Christmas, though, that we've ever seen was in the mid 70s, so we are not going to hit that. A live look outside, though, right now, RDU, everything is moving along smoothly, no delay to speak of. It is a chilly start, though. 28 for us around the triangle, 23 as you head up toward our northern counties. 30 there. We've finally hit it in Fayetteville, 29 in Clinton. It will be a little bit slow to warm up today, but once we get there, again, 56, 57 or so is the high this afternoon. We have high pressure, though, in control. What that's doing is keeping our weather very calm. You go across our entire region. You could travel here from Raleigh up toward New York City, Boston. Everyone looking good to go as far as that travel forecast today. We look at where we go into the next couple of days. So here's today, very, very nice and calm across our neck of the woods. Gets a little bit worse as you get back toward Dallas, just with the system pushing through. Another system there into tomorrow, the orange, if you will, is kind of that moderate impact, high impact, though, back to the west. And as that system gets closer to us, mainly on Tuesday, I think some of that red could shift a little bit closer. Here's future cast. We go forward early Saturday morning. We're looking quiet. There is a bit of a clipper system up toward the Ohio and Tennessee Valley. That will bring some light rainfall. Maybe family coming into town could have some issues, or if you're headed in that direction. We go to early Monday morning and late Monday afternoon. There's 6 o'clock in the evening. Most of our weekend, in fact, all of our weekend is going to be dry, and most of the day on Christmas will be dry. It's just when we get into Christmas night, and especially on Tuesday, where we're having the problems with the rain. 53 for us tomorrow, 58 on Saturday, 64 there into Christmas Eve, 65 there, Brian, a warm forecast into Christmas Day next week.
Anthony, all new at 8:16, a report of a crash blocking some lanes out on Glenwood Avenue at Holly Ridge Drive. And apparently this is affecting traffic on the eastbound or inbound side, heading away from Durley Road back toward the Creedmoor Road intersection. We are seeing some backups out there, so allow some extra time as they work to get that cleared. We're going to take you out to I-40 at Aviation Parkway for a look at that live camera. You can see the traffic is building in both directions. Of course, it's going to be a busy few days out at RDU International Airport. If you're heading out there right now, looking pretty good on that westbound side of I-40 from Wade Avenue out to the RDU exits, no delays. Westbound 540 from Capitol Boulevard around to Aviation Parkway, only a one-minute delay. And coming in from Chapel Hill and South Durham on 40 eastbound, only seeing about a one-minute delay overall, and most of that is between 55 and 885, with just a little bit of a sun glare back up in that area.
All right, thank you, Brian. We now know the names of the two people killed in the Philadelphia News helicopter crash. They were pilot Monroe Smith and photographer Christopher Dougherty. They were returning from an assignment at the Jersey Shore when the helicopter crashed in the woods Tuesday night. The helicopter was leased from a company here in North Carolina. U.S. Helicopters is based out of Marshville. The cause of the crash is under investigation.
WRL Investigates found this wasn't the first deadly crash involving the North Carolina-based company. In 2007, two News helicopters collided over Phoenix while covering a car chase. Four people died, two in each helicopter. The National Transportation Safety Board said both pilots failed to see and avoid the other one. In 1998, five people died near Charlotte when a U.S. helicopter crashed after leaving Charlotte Motor Speedway. In that case, bad weather and pilot error were to blame. As for the model helicopter involved in Tuesday's crash, WRL Investigates found 20 crash reports in the NTSB database going back to 1996. Nine of those crashes were fatal. However, investigators say mechanical or maintenance issues were only to blame for four of those downed helicopters. U.S. Helicopters released a statement saying, "We deeply sympathize with their families and share in their grief as a result of this tragic event."
And this just into the WREL Live Center, a mother charged with murder in connection with the death of her 10-year-old son. This is the mother now in custody. This is Priyanka Tiwari. She's also charged with child neglect, causing serious bodily injury. According to court documents, Tiwari starved her 10-year-old son, which, again, according to court papers, showed a reckless disregard for life. She's being held at the Wake County Detention Center without bond. She's due in court this afternoon. We will be tracking that first court appearance and we'll keep you updated on air and online.
A consumer alert this morning as you wrap up your Christmas shopping. Safety experts are warning of a scam going around this holiday season involving gift cards. Scammers are taking part in what's called gift card draining. It's a trick allowing them to steal money from cards before you use them. The Better Business Bureau of Eastern Carolinas is sharing tips to prevent you from becoming a victim.
You're going to have to stop and look and see if the packaging is intact. See if it's ripped or wrinkled and where the barcode is. And that might tell you that a scammer has been there first.
Consumer advocates also say you can better protect yourself by purchasing gift cards near the register or from behind the counter. Also, be sure to constantly check the balance. Dunkin' is doing away with one of its milk alternatives in the new year. The coffee chain says it will no longer be offering coconut milk, one of three non-dairy alternatives currently on the menu. Almond milk and oat milk will still be available. Dunkin' says it plans to unveil new beverage options for customers in the new year as well. A Harnett County bus driver who saved dozens of students from a burning bus will be on the Drew Barrymore show today. We first brought you the story last month. Monica Tyson Crawford jumped into action and helped 38 kids get off the bus near Ben Haven Elementary School just moments before the bus burst into flames. Today, the students she saved are surprising her with messages of thanks on the Drew Barrymore show.
Miss Tyson, I love you because you get us home safely every single day, and you're also our school mom at Ben Haven Elementary. We love you. Oh.
Does it get any better than that? You can see more of those heartfelt thank yous for the hero driver and more of the surprises Drew has in store for her. The Drew Barrymore Show airs at 11 this morning on Fox 50.
After battling cancer three times, a man in Mississippi is spreading hope for kids stuck in the hospital this holiday season. Take a look at all of these presents. Zach Rushing teamed up with family and friends to fill two trailers with thousands of gifts, all to be donated to sick children. Rushing says it's a way to let the kids know they matter.
I'm very blessed, and we really just want to give back and let somebody else out there know that they're not alone in this world, even though sometimes it may feel like they are.
More than $30,000 worth of toys will be handed out this weekend, sure to make a memorable Christmas for so many sick kids.
Having a hard time coming up with gift ideas for everyone on your list? Tech gifts are often some of the most popular and also the most expensive. WRL 5 on Your Side is helping you out by taking a look at Consumer Reports' top tech gifts under $160. If you're looking for some nostalgia, you might consider the Kodak Printomatic Instant Camera. Photos can be printed in less than a minute and stuck anywhere or stored on an SD card. For the music lover on your list, Monoprice headphones with active noise cancellation are a steal. They fold for easy storage and have integrated controls for calls, volume, and playback. You can get a look at more of the top tech gifts of the year by finding the story on the 5 on Your Side page on WREL.com.
A Christmas tree hidden away in New York Central Park is serving as a memorial for pets. The 18-foot tree is decorated during the holidays through the help of volunteers. They say the tradition dates back to the 1980s, started by two friends who noticed dog toys on the tree and then brought mementos of their own. This year, 80 people showed up to a ceremony at the tree to remember their four-legged friends. His list has been made and checked twice. Santa is almost ready to take off from the North Pole. And when the sleigh starts flying, NORAD will be ready to track its every move. We'll show you how it works and how you can check Santa's progress yourself.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 8:26. I'm Renee Chu. A busy travel day for folks getting to their holiday destinations already. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with a look at the skies over RDU. Nice and sunny.
Yeah, thankfully, Renee, things are looking pretty good this morning. Lots of blue sky out there. It is a little bit chilly, of course, but you notice smooth sailing on that camera shot. Should be good to go for anyone leaving today. We're at 28 in Raleigh and Durham, 23 as we head up toward Roxborough, 30, our one low number there in Fayetteville, 26 in Southern Pines. So everyone is cold. We go through the day, though. Temperatures will be a couple degrees warmer than yesterday, likely right about 56 or so. Into this evening, though, if you have anything going on, maybe last-minute holiday shopping, plan for temperatures there in the 40s, Brian, but should be dry.
It is 8:27 right now, Anthony. Watching a few crashes around the Triangle, especially around Raleigh, one on Glenwood Avenue right around Holly Ridge Drive with some pretty heavy eastbound delays coming in from the Durley Road intersection heading back toward Creedmoor Road. Apparently, some lanes are blocked out there. Also, reports of a crash blocking some lanes at Atlantic Avenue there at the Capitol Boulevard ramp just north of downtown. And in Holly Springs, a report of a crash with injuries at Main Street right there at the 55 bypass. I am seeing some delay showing up on the sensors through that intersection.
Today is expected to be the busiest travel day of the holiday season, according to TSA. RDU may break its annual travel record set in 2019 when 14.2 million passengers came through the airport. More than 800,000 travelers are expected to come through RDU during this winter holiday season. Deputies in Wake County are working to make an arrest after a person in a car shot at another driver in what authorities believe is road rage. It happened on Lewisburg Road near Pulley Town Road, just outside of Rollsville around 9:30 last night. No one was hurt. We'll have more news for you on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A quiet and chilly start for us this morning, but we are going to see temperatures warm up this afternoon and especially into Christmas Eve and Christmas. We'll talk about, though, the rainfall that comes along with that coming up.
It's going to be a busy day for holiday travelers, especially at airports. We'll take you live to RDU for one of the busiest days of the holiday season. And millions of Americans hit the roads to get to their holiday destinations. Why today is the day to fill up your tank as gas prices start to climb. We'll tell you the deals you can get coming up. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us. Thankful for this quiet, calm weather as a lot of folks are hitting the roads or heading to the airport to get to their Christmas destinations. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with a look at, for those who are sticking around here, maybe they might go out on the golf course.
Yeah, we're lucky. Out here as far as the weather's concerned, whatever you're doing, if you are hanging out around town today or just traveling, you notice all of the blue skies, the sunshine, we should be in good shape. The golf course, though, as we've been watching this camera, there's a little bit of that patchy frost on there, so it's going to take us a little bit of time to kind of get that gone, if you will, and make for a good playing experience. But it's definitely chilly. We're at 28 in Raleigh-Durham, 23 in Roxborough, 30 there in Fayetteville, 29 is where we sit in Clinton. We go through the day today if you want to, first of all. I love that background. Maybe bake some gingerbread cookies or just get ready to celebrate here the holiday. It should be beautiful. 56 this afternoon, 46 by 6 o'clock this evening. It'll be cool, a little bit chilly, just kind of depending on your comfort level, but the winds are not going to be a factor, so that keeps our wind chill value right about where the actual temperature is. 64 is where we head, though, for Christmas Eve. 65 on Christmas itself, and then we do get some rainfall coming in Christmas night into Tuesday. When we meet the next time, we're going to go over that on hour by hour and show you exactly when you should plan those plans here, guys, in just a few minutes.
All right, thanks, Anthony. We are just 4 days away from Christmas, and the holiday travel rush is getting underway. This is expected to be one of the busiest holiday travel seasons ever, especially at airports. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from RDU now. The TSA, Kelsey, predicts today and tomorrow will be the busiest for airports. We do see a couple people behind you, but definitely not as busy as earlier.
Michelle, that's what they're anticipating. But as you can see here, the TSA line is pretty clear for the moment. But check out this video from earlier this morning when the TSA line was wrapped around the building. As millions of people are flying out ahead of Christmas, TSA is reminding people about packing gifts. They recommend packing gifts in a gift bag or box. Don't wrap them. That way, if there's an issue in the security line, the folks at TSA can easily pull it out.
We're looking at about 806,000 people flying through the airport between December 15th and January 2nd. So a very busy holiday season. And of course, that makes it even more important to follow those travel tips like arriving early and making sure you give yourself plenty of time when you're traveling.
Or hey, maybe you are staying here at home for the holidays and your family is coming to visit you. Well, RDU is recommending that you park in the cell lot if you're waiting for your loved ones to arrive here at the airport. It's free, it's easy to park there, and it helps you avoid all the hassle of traffic as you're waiting for your loved ones to get here. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live at RDU.
And if you're driving for the holiday, you can expect some relief at the gas pump. WRL's Brett Neese has the good news for drivers who are hitting the road.
Hard not to love lower gas prices, right? Especially when we compare it to what we were paying earlier this year. $3.09 here at this gas station in Cary. But shop around before you leave town this weekend. There are some stations out there that have gas for as low as $2.59 a gallon. That's at least 80 cents lower than what we were seeing earlier this fall. That's huge relief and big savings for the budget, especially for the 103 plus million drivers AAA expects to hit the road this holiday season. With a week left in 2023, experts expect prices to stick around this price point. Some say they could go back up slightly, but the average across North Carolina should stick around or just above $3 a gallon. If you are taking a longer road trip this weekend, listen to some of this advice.
Be very mindful of crossing those state boundaries. That's where gas prices can fluctuate by 20 to 50 cents a gallon.
While drivers like these are seeing gas prices lower than just a few months ago, when we compare things to last year at the holiday season, gas prices are about the same. In Cary, Brett Neese, WRL News.
New numbers released by AAA this morning show the average price of gas in North Carolina, $2.96 a gallon. That's 16 cents less than the national average, which is $3.12 a gallon. At least 27 states have prices below $3 right now. You can find the lowest gas prices near you on WRL.com. Search Fuel Tracker.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, the lava flow from that volcano that erupted in Iceland 4 days ago is slowing. This is brand new drone video into our newsroom this morning. The Icelandic Meteorological Office also says it looks like that lava flow will not reach a nearby town that was evacuated following weeks of tremors. More than 4,000 people had to be evacuated. Also, during this busy holiday travel season, the government reiterated the eruption will not affect air travel like what happened back in 2010 during another Icelandic volcanic eruption. I remember that very well. Hundreds of international flights were canceled back in 2010. Not the case this time.
That is good news. Thanks, Ken. Following breaking news, deputies in Wake County are working to make an arrest after a person in a car shot at another driver in what authorities believe is a case of road rage. It happened on Lewisburg Road near Pulleytown Road, just outside of Rollsville. Around 9:30 last night, a driver told deputies that someone shot at him from another car. Nobody was hurt. The sheriff's office is asking anyone with information to come forward. We're working to learn more this morning about an armed robbery investigation in Wake County. Deputies responded to a home on Fallen Log Court off Poole Road just before 7:30 last night. They say armed people entered the home and stole items while two people were inside the home. No one was hurt. The sheriff's office says there is no known ongoing threat to the community. PA police in Fayetteville are working to make an arrest after a shooting that left a woman dead and another person hurt. Officers responded to Rose Hill Road just before 5:30 last night. Both women were taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center for treatment of their wounds. One woman died there. The other is expected to recover.
We're learning more about a story we first brought to you as breaking news yesterday morning. A home on Nicky Avenue in Fayetteville is the center of an investigation after a six-month-old and a man were shot. Police say they responded to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center for a man with a gunshot wound around 9:40 Tuesday night. Then they found the baby who had been shot in this home on Nicky Avenue. Members of the Seabrook Broadell Neighborhood Watch tell WRL they're stunned by the violence.
My standard is, you know, if you see something, hear something, say something. Right. You know, we're past that. Oh, I'm not a snitch. Look, we've got small children. A six-month-old can't defend himself or herself. This should not be happening.
We reached out to Fayetteville Police for an update on the baby and the man's condition, but we have not heard back.
This morning, six Americans who the U.S. government says were wrongfully detained in Venezuela are back home this morning. A small group of people greeted them as they got off the plane last night in San Antonio. Their release was part of a prisoner swap deal between the U.S. and Venezuela. Avon Hernandez, a Los Angeles County public defender arrested almost 2 years ago along the Colombia-Venezuela border, was one of the Americans to return home last night. He says there is no way to understand what it's like to be held in prison unjustly.
All you think about when you're in prison is how you didn't appreciate being free while you were free. There's no way to understand what it's like to be in prison unjustly and not have any way out.
The U.S. released an ally of the president of Venezuela in exchange for the release of 10 Americans. Alex Saab is a fugitive defense contractor known as Fat Leonard. He's at the center of a massive Pentagon bribery scandal.
Colorado Supreme Court justices are facing threats after disqualifying Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot. The nonprofit Advanced Democracy says it has identified a significant influx of threats since Tuesday's decision. Some social media posts included the email addresses, phone numbers, and office addresses of the justices. The court ruled Trump ineligible for the ballot under the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause. The threats fit into a pattern that's been seen after other legal developments against Trump.
A man is home recovering after being attacked by a dog in Wake County. Dave Bennett was brought home this week after two dogs attacked him and killed his beloved Labrador retriever in Elbridge Drive last Thursday. Wake County Animal Services tells WRL the dogs that attacked him were a German Shepherd and Pit Bull mix and that they were running loose. Both dogs are currently being quarantined for 10 days. Wake County is in the process of filing paperwork to deem the dogs dangerous, and the owner could be fined.
Families getting together for the holidays need to protect themselves from the flu. New data from the state shows the number of flu cases is three times higher than it was at this time last year. In the past week, eight more people in North Carolina have died from the flu. That's a total of 22 deaths in the state so far this flu season. The percentage of people going to ERs with respiratory illnesses is the highest it's been in over a year. Doctors say you can protect yourself and others by staying away from them 24 hours after a fever breaks.
Tonight, advocates for ending homelessness will come together in Durham to raise awareness for their mission. The North Carolina Coalition to End Homelessness will host a gala tonight at the Durham Arts Council. Organizers say it will also serve as a way to raise funds for their mission. The gala gets started at 6:30 tonight.
Winning the Powerball would be a great Christmas gift, right? There is still a chance for that to happen. No one hit last night's Powerball jackpot, which is now at $620 million. Let's take a look at those winning numbers. Check your tickets because someone in North Carolina did win $100,000 last night by matching all the white balls. You can catch the next Powerball drawing on Saturday right here on WREL or over on WREL, I should say, during our 11 p.m. newscast.
Scientists in California have made a big breakthrough in creating fusion energy. How the technology could be the future of clean and sustainable power.
And the people at NORAD are ready to track Santa Claus when he leaves the North Pole. We'll show you how they make it happen.
And we'll take you live out to Sanford. Beautiful blue skies. We have a little bit of warmer weather on the way today. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione has the details just ahead.
Welcome back. It is almost 8:45 as we take a live look at our coast. Look at this gorgeous view from Carolina Beach. Lots of sunshine there. Chilly, but a beautiful view. You just can't beat it. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione. Sorry, I always want to say Elizabeth. Anthony Baglione in the WRS Severe Weather Center with a look at how it's looking around here.
Yeah, she's getting to sleep in on this morning and enjoy some relaxation with her family. So that's good news. Let's talk about, yeah, it's beautiful out there right now. We have the blue skies. We have some high-level clouds kind of coming on through them. What we have going on here, you can see there's almost a little bit of patchy frost that has actually looks like it's kind of melted this morning. There was a little bit more showing up. But with temperatures still in the upper 20s and low 30s, that's going to be a potential for us this morning. 30 there in Goldsboro, 32. Oh, we did it. We hit the freezing mark. I was thinking it was going to take us a little while, but we did it there in South Hill. 30 in Fayetteville. Everyone else will make some progress here through this afternoon. Let's talk about, though, because, of course, today is officially the first day of winter. It hasn't technically begun yet, but it comes in right about 10:27 here this evening, although it feels like it this morning, right, with those temperatures in the 20s and 30s. What this is saying is basically the solstice, we call it. If we have the Earth and we have the sun, we are tilted the farthest away from the sun that we will be all year long. That makes our day the shortest that we're going to see. And from here on out, our sunsets get later and later and later. So if you've not been loving the sunset, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock or so, we start to do better with that here the next couple of months. Our normal high is 54. We're at 56 today, below that by the time we get into our Friday. But look at temperatures Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We're going to be in the low to mid-60s. So sorry, snow lovers, it is not going to happen this year. 64 there, 65. We do get rain to talk about, though, late on Christmas Day. I think the majority of this forecast I'm actually really liking for the holiday. We get into Christmas night and then during the day on Tuesday. Those are kind of the two time periods where we're going to be watching. I think travel could be affected on Tuesday and then looking better by Wednesday. So as you're headed back or just planning with your family, if you can maybe steer those plans a little bit to Wednesday, that's going to be a good idea. I have family coming in on Tuesday or trying to leave on Tuesday. I'm going to tell them, yeah, if you can hang for a little bit longer, you might be better. There's Monday, 6 p.m. or so. We go into Tuesday looking pretty wet with the rainfall, but Wednesday looks a whole lot better. Here's how we shape up, though. 56 today, the first day of winter, as it again starts later on this evening. 53 tomorrow, 58 on Saturday. Looking much warmer here for the weekend, guys. 64 there on Sunday, 65 Monday, and then the rainfall starts to push on out. But Wednesday does look better for any of those travel plans next week.
Anthony, thanks. New this morning, a law that would have banned people carrying concealed firearms in certain public spaces in California has been blocked by a federal judge. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the state is planning to appeal the decision, adding that the court got this wrong. The law would have prevented people from carrying concealed weapons in places of worship, public libraries, amusement parks, zoos, and sporting events.
Texas is taking matters into its own hands after a record-breaking number of migrants crossed the southern border earlier this week. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is flying migrants to sanctuary cities. The first flight landed in Chicago Tuesday night. Governor Abbott also signed a law allowing police to arrest migrants who cross into the U.S. illegally. Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill acknowledge there is a problem, but the Senate was unable to hammer out a deal on border security before the end of the year.
We're learning more about the Colorado Supreme Court's historic ruling, barring former President Trump from that state's primary ballot next year. The court citing a key provision in the 14th Amendment, which makes him ineligible for, quote, engaging in insurrection. But some say the provision does not apply to presidents. One of the nation's top constitutional scholars from UNC Chapel Hill interprets it this way.
The actual language of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment refers to officers of the United States, which effectively means everybody who serves under the president of the United States. And it would be absurd to think that everybody but the president or vice president is rendered ineligible because they incited insurrection.
Meanwhile, some state Republicans want to change North Carolina's law to ensure election officials cannot remove former President Trump's name from the ballot. House Speaker Tim Moore, who's running for Congress, says state lawmakers are actively discussing the issue.
In just a few days, Santa and all of his reindeer will take off from the North Pole to deliver presents all around the world. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, better known as NORAD, is gearing up to track his every move. Kennedy Hayes takes us behind the scenes to see how more than 1,000 volunteers come together to make this happen.
We track Santa with the same assets that we use to keep the North American continent safe every day, which is our jets, our radars, and our satellites.
This year, NORAD will track Santa in this center on the Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado Springs.
Even though Santa is faster than starlight, with their powers combined, we get a really good sight image of where he is at all times.
Military and civilian volunteers flood in from 4 a.m. to midnight.
This is one of the first stops for our volunteers as soon as they enter through the hangar and they're greeted.
The modern tradition of tracking Santa started in 1955 when a child dialed an unlisted NORAD phone number in an advertisement. A colonel picked up and the child asked where St. Nick was. 68 years later, NORAD Track Santa has grown into a massive operation.
Well, we got just under 100 phones in this location. We'll probably take, in the past, we've taken over 250,000 calls in the 20-hour period of time.
Preparing to share Santa updates in 8 different languages means all hands on deck for volunteers and U.S. Canada NORAD teams.
Last year, we took a call from a group of kids in Ukraine who were calling on a little battery phone, and they said all that they wanted was for Santa to turn their power back on. So it's moments like that that just give us all pause and remind us of the global reach that NORAD Track Santa has and the importance.
Such an important job. A scientific breakthrough could provide a clean and sustainable energy source in the future. Scientists in California have produced a nuclear fission reaction that creates fusion energy. It could recreate the power of the sun on Earth. There's still a long way to go until it reaches the scale needed to power electric grids and heating systems, though. The U.S. Department of Energy is making a $42 million investment in this project.
Some cruisers who were expecting a balmy vacation are getting quite the opposite this week. The MSC Miraviglia ship was scheduled to sail from New York to the Bahamas, but because of bad weather earlier this week, the itinerary changed at the last minute to the northeastern U.S. and Canada. Guests were given the choice of to go along or cancel for a future cruise credit. Some say they had to scramble to buy warm clothing before getting on the boat. Today, the ship is docking in Newfoundland.
Several counties in our area are seeing a surge in a scam where thieves pretend to be sheriff's deputies trying to get you to pay money to avoid jail time. Two neighbors in Chatham County got that call on the same day from someone who used the name of a real deputy. He threatened them with warrants for their arrest for failing to show up for jury duty. The caller ordered Jamie Hager to go to an ATM at the CVS and transfer cryptocurrency to cover her bond with the court. In an instant, she lost $3,400 to the scammers.
And I just want people to know that you can be really smart and you can be really paying attention, and anything that sets off you're too busy, you don't have time to deal with it, you're feeling emotional, you're used to taking care of things and getting things done. This particular scam definitely plays into all of that.
A teller at the credit union in Pittsburgh stopped Hager's neighbor from sending more than $3,000 after recognizing that something was off.
The Salvation Army says donations to its Red Kettle campaign are down again this year. The organization has seen a decline in donations every year since 2019. Salvation Army officials say they haven't seen the same amount of generosity that was given before the pandemic. Inflation caused some Americans to cut back. We'll have more news, weather, and traffic after the break.